Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
President Joe Biden arrived in Fort Myers, Florida, where he got a firsthand look at the immense damage caused by Hurricane Ian. Biden announced the federal government would pay 100% of the costs related to rescue and recovery efforts for 60 days. The news was welcomed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who called the federal government's response to the disaster exceptional.
We are cutting through the red tape, and that's from local government, state government, all the way up to the president. So we appreciate the team effort.
The water and power services have been restored to most of the affected areas. Rescue efforts continue. The storm's death toll has risen to at least 100 people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reacted to the decision by OPEC, led by Saudi Arabia and Russia, to cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day.
What we've been clear about is the need for energy supply to meet demand. That's what we've been working on across the board, and we've done our part.
The move is expected to boost Russia's war effort in Ukraine. The U.S. plans to release 10 million more barrels of oil from its strategic petroleum reserve to counter an expected increase in gas prices. With roughly 30 days until the midterm elections, Representative Chahana Hayes of Connecticut held a forum on reproductive freedom with Vice President Kamala Harris.
As women's rights are being eviscerated all over the country, it is critical that we take action to enshrine women's reproductive rights into law and protect the health and well-being of all women and all people.
Abortion has been a major topic in the 5th Congressional District's tight race between Hayes and her Republican challenger, former state senator George Logan. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced a major expansion of the Sand Creek Massacre National Historical Site in southeastern Colorado. The site honors the more than 200 Cheyenne and Arapaho, mostly women and children, killed by the U.S. Cavalry in 1864. Haaland said it is the Interior Department's responsibility to tell the story of our nation. Finally, history was made at Kennedy Space Center in Florida as SpaceX launched its latest mission to the International Space Station with the first Native American woman on board. Nicole Mann is a Marine Corps pilot and NASA astronaut and will serve as mission commander. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.